So individuals walk away from a mental health first aid training as a certified mental health first aider. They walk away with knowledge around common mental health illnesses. They walk away with the red flags that they can help recognize and be able to pinpoint with behaviors that they're seeing. And then most importantly, they walk away with the 5-step mental health first aid action plan.
I guess we all may run across these types of situations where somebody is exhibiting some signs of a possible mental illness or maybe some substance abuse issue. What is it often a situation where people just don't know what to do? They don't know how to respond to that?
Yeah, that is one of the situations in which people may not know how to respond to somebody. They're going through a crisis or they may not know the signs when it comes to trying to help somebody that is going through a crisis or that could be experiencing some symptoms. So I would say they may not know what to do is probably a large factor, but there's also some smaller factors.
It seems to me it could easily be described as maybe somebody's having a bad day or, you know, somebody just is acting in an odd way. They're not necessarily thinking it's a bigger issue. What are some of those bigger issues that people should look for?
So some bigger issues people should look for, and this is what you get to learn about in mental health first aid as well. You'll learn more of those red flags that can help an individual identify the difference between a bad day, very isolated pattern of behaviors, versus something that's pretty chronic. They get to see what is normal versus what could be considered not normal when it comes to just general feelings of anxiety or general feelings of sadness. Some people will be thinking that, oh, maybe they're having a bad day, but there's a lot more focus in these trainings on how to decipher that for yourself so you can intervene appropriately.
Can you give an example of some of the signs that people might witness and, you know, again, just an example that might come to mind from you?
Sure. So, you know, thinking about the workplace, something that could be alarming to maybe a fellow coworker is maybe someone is their personality or how they're approaching situations is completely different than what they've done in the past. So usually something that can be a red flag to a friend at work is maybe that their friend isn't handling things as well as they've had in the past, and it's a consistent behavior that they're seeing. To kind of go into a little more depth, maybe they're just there's a lot more anxiety with that person. Maybe they're just not achieving the deadlines that they used to. So it's just very uncharacteristic behaviors.
And I would guess that people who work with or are friends with, maybe family members, they're the ones that are going to be able to compare a person's behavior, you know, over a longer course, over a longer period of time.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, this training is really geared for family members, friends, even coworkers. Because we are the individuals that see those people we care about the most, and we're able to identify when something is not just a bad day.
The term mental health first aid, I think, probably catches people's attention. It's meant, I'm guessing, to be truly that, you know, a first aid, a first approach towards somebody that's having these types of issues.
Yes, absolutely. So mental health first aid, we kind of compare it to like that physical first aid class that people get. It is that point in time you're there at that moment to help that person get professional appropriate help. With mental health first aid, the big hallmark of this curriculum is they learn an action plan on the different ways they can intervene depending on the different symptoms or red flags or risk factors they're seeing.
There's mental illness, which may be a little bit more clinical, and then there's substance abuse, which can certainly impact somebody's mental health, and that's part of this as well.
Yes, yes. So the training helps individuals learn a little more about the most common mental illnesses or mental diagnoses here in the United States, and we try to do a little bit of a deeper local dive as well. And then we do talk about substance abuse disorders.
It seems as though that could even be a little bit more of a touchy subject in some cases, because it may be that the person is committing a crime by abusing a certain substance.
Yes, absolutely. Substance abuse is, it can be a little tricky to discuss. So within that training, it's very much learning the facts, and then we're not teaching somebody how to intervene in an unsafe way. It's really just making sure that person is not in harm of themselves or could potentially harm somebody else, and how they can help somebody that could be experiencing any kind of situation due to substance use.
We mentioned earlier that some people, you know, they're not sure what to do. They want to help, but they don't know what to do. And then there's also, I would guess, people who just don't want to get involved. They're feeling as though, you know, this is not my business, that my coworker has started acting a little differently. You know, I don't like it, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to necessarily get this person in some trouble. Or it really does try to help clarify those points.
Yeah. So along with providing general education, Mental Health First Aid really tries to break down the stigma associated with behavioral health and mental health or mental illnesses. And part of why some individuals could feel like, I don't really want to intervene, I'm not quite comfortable with it, is that there's a lot of stigma around mental health. And so the more you educate the community around what is normal, what's not as normal, and how common it is, and how you can intervene in a really appropriate and meaningful way, can really help break down that stigma and hopefully change people's perspectives on just providing help like they would provide help if somebody were, how do I say this, a physical, like, health crisis.